The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for, professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Hello, here we are again.
Yes.
Good to see you, my Karen Nichol.
It's great to see you.
I'm Leanne Morgan, I'm a comedian, and this is my darling nurse practitioner, provider, guru, Karen Nichol. Oh, hello.
Gosh, what a title. Yeah. So we were just talking about how, you know, it's about Christmas time and we both have to go get our hair done. Uh-huh. I'm going to run from here and go get my hair done.
Mm-hmm.
And
mine's tomorrow.
Yeah, yours is tomorrow. So, and I made this appointment like 4 months ago or something because they say, okay, make sure you make your appointment around Christmas because everybody comes in at Christmas. I'm thinking, do people wait the whole year
and don't do anything?
Yeah. Why is it so crowded at Christmas? Is this a once a year activity for some people?
Well, are people going to parties that we're not invited to?
Well, there's that probably too.
Even though I've got so much on me that if somebody made me go to a party right now, I'd be in a fetal position.
Yeah, that's all you need is a Vienna weenie.
I know, and I have to go get a velvet skirt. Okay, my little darling Kip that does my hair is so booked far in advance. I'm booked with him into March, I think. But I've told you, overnight, I will go from not having to have my hair done. Overnight, I'll have 3 inches of root. Which, you know, I have been so tickled that I've got hair right now. We've talked about shedding and doing. I'm not in a shedding phase right now. Well, I'm in a full phase.
Yes.
I'm so tickled to have hair.
I was going to say, you can't be telling me that your hair is not growing and you have 3-inch roots. That makes no sense. So clearly I guess that's the price you pay when you have hair growth.
When you have hair growth.
You get big old roots.
Yeah. And I told my sister, because she's in a shedding phase and she's older than me. She don't want to listen to me. But I said, you need to be having, and Kip told me, when you're shedding, when you're in a shedding phase, and of course my thyroid and all the other menopause and crap, okay, that you need to be using a good shampoo that is for hair growth while you're in a shedding phase, not while you're not in a shedding phase. Just use a regular shampoo, whatever your regular shampoo is. But when you're in shedding, yes, but I told her there was a product called Nutrafol. That I've been seeing, that I got an Allure best product thing, and you've got to take it at least 3 months, but it's kind of like biotin, you know, to help with your
supplement.
Hair.
Yeah, a
supplement, Nutrafol.
Yeah, sort of like Viviscal.
I don't know. What in the world is that?
Viviscal is a supplement that helps with hair growth.
Oh, really?
And they have hair care products, too. I can't speak to that stuff, really, but I've seen the Viviscal work well for people.
Oh, good to know, because everybody out there's got a thinning head of hair.
I know. Yeah, Viviscal. Viviscal.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about, you need to, you know, because I get confused.
Yes.
But you need to tell everybody, this is so exciting what we're going to talk about. Because people don't know about things.
I know.
This is a big secret.
Yeah, we're going to talk about people with the genetic variant called MTHFR.
Yes. And I have it.
Yes. And there are actually two different MTHFR variants. There is a 677 variant and a 1298 variant. And with each of these variants, you can carry no copies or one copy. Or two copies of the variant. And typically we have more symptoms when we carry two copies, especially of the 677 variant.
Is that what I have? Or can you remember?
Yeah, I think you might have a combined, like one 677, one 1298.
Oh, great. Okay, so.
Equal opportunity variant.
So, okay, I know you're going to explain this. It's confusing.
No. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, so if you have that variant, you carry that variant, it affects your ability to turn your folic acid into a usable form called L-methylfolate. Okay. So folic acid is a B vitamin. And all our B vitamins have to be what we call methylated to be able to use that nutrient. So there is a whole methylation cycle that our B vitamins go through. It's pretty complex, so we're not going to go into all the details with that today. But so when you have MTHFR, you don't put a methyl arm on folic acid in an efficient way. So you aren't able to use your folic acid the same way. And when that mm-hmm. happens, when we have low levels of L-methylfolate, our homocysteine level can go up. And homocysteine is a protein that can be in our blood or is in our blood. And if that level is high, it increases our risk for clot. So that's the clot risk that is carried with MTHFR. The thing that lowers homocysteine in people is to take L-methylfolate.
Mm-hmm.
Just lowers homocysteine. The other thing that we see with that genetic variant is increased risk for anxiety, depression, ADD, peripheral neuropathy, a lot of neurologic symptoms. So, and the way we treat those things, if you have an MTHFR genetic variant, is to give you L-methylfolate. And the doses vary depending on what the issue is. Like for peripheral neuropathy, we usually use about a total of 6 milligrams a day of L-methylfolate. For depression, we use 7.5 to 15 milligrams a day. And they're actually currently doing studies on using 30 and 60 milligrams a day. I'm not recommending that, but they're studying that currently for anxiety and depression. So it's pretty common. We see it's pretty common in the population. It might explain why we have so much depression.
Yes. And when I came in,
yeah,
you tested me for that.
Yeah.
And you tested my children.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think one of mine, only one, had that variant or whatever you would call it.
Yeah.
But if you don't know about that,
right,
you are walking around and you're not absorbing your B vitamins, right? Unless you're taking a methylfolate.
Yeah, unless it's methylated. Yeah. So, it for instance, although it's mostly impacts folic acid, or that's the biggest concern, those people also should, you know, if you're going to take a B12 supplement, take a methyl B12 supplement. If you're going to take B6, you want the form of P5, what's called P5P. So basically already metabolized versions of the vitamin, so you can use it readily. So it's a pretty easy fix if you know
easy
it needs
fix,
to be fixed.
If you don't know it, you're walking around with what? You could have depression, yeah. Anxiety. You're not absorbing your folic acid. Does that have anything to do with pregnancy?
Well, that's the other thing is that, you know, we're always told to take folic acid during pregnancy, and it's in our prenatal vitamins because it helps reduce neurotube defects in the fetus. And those people with MTHFR really should be taking an L-methylfolate supplement versus just folic acid.
Oh, I took those big pills mm-hmm. and could barely get them down. But you think I probably wasn't even absorbing that.
Well, you're probably getting some, and obviously enough that your babies were healthy. And
praise God.
Yes. But the other important thing is during pregnancy is, you know, you don't want elevated homocysteine levels and have a clot when you're pregnant, which, you know, we're at some increased risk for clotting during pregnancy because of our high estrogen levels. So, it's a really important piece of information. And
I'd never heard of it before until I met you. So this is what people need to do. They need to go to their provider and ask for.
There is a blood test for MTHFR. Now, keep in mind that when you're practicing medicine and you're drawing labs or ordering tests, you have to have a rationale for ordering the tests. So it's not just a, so, oh, this is just,
oh, not just, anybody can do.
Well, just, it's just that, you know, it, you know, you don't want to draw a test just because I'm curious. There's not a, we don't have a diagnosis code for I'm just curious. So,
yeah.
So we have to link it to something, but it, you know, increase clot risk or anxiety, peripheral neuropathy, depression. If you have some symptom that it's suspicious that maybe you carry that genetic factor, then you would have a rationale for drawing that blood test. Plus, some, you know, some insurances don't pay for genetic testing or cover it well. So, you know, in our office, if we draw MTHFR, I have to have people sign a waiver that they'll pay for it if their insurance doesn't cover it. And I believe the charge on our lab is like $330 or something for that test. So it's not, you know, it's not a cheapy test. It's not.
Mm-hmm. But when you see somebody in there with depression mm-hmm. or anxiety, you'd like to know yeah. if.
Especially if they're, say they're on, they're already on an antidepressant, like something like Prozac or Paxil or Lexapro or Zoloft. And they saw benefit initially, and then they've seen a waning of the benefit mm-hmm. over time. We see that a lot in people who have MTHFR genetic variant. And so just adding L-methylfolate can help the effectiveness of that medication, you know, prolong the effectiveness. So in somebody like that, it's a good piece of information to have. And a lot of psychiatrists are doing saliva tests that look for not only MTHFR, but how you metabolize certain medications. If you're a slow, rapid, or normal metabolizer of certain psychiatric medications. So MTHFR is on that panel.
Oh.
So, yeah. So they're doing that more and more.
If you have that and you're not taking a methylfolate,
mm-hmm.
so the symptoms, I mean, the things you could be experiencing are depression, anxiety.
ADD. Peripheral neuropathy.
What is peripheral neuropathy?
That's a problem with the nerve endings at the in the periphery of the hands and feet, where you get numbness or burning, tingling.
Oh, wow.
In the hands and feet.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah. And that, we often see that in diabetes. So clearly if you have that, you need a diabetes workup, but it can be caused by this B vitamin deficiency or inability to utilize the B vitamin. So yeah, it's pretty important.
Yeah.
So,
but it's just not a common, I mean, I know it's common, but you don't hear of that. That's not a common, I mean, I've never had anybody say that to me until you.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly not a routine lab. I mean, it's not something that we, you know, we'll check on a physical for instance, you know, it's not a routine lab,
but it's easy to fix. Like, oh, you yeah. can get this over the counter.
Yeah.
You can get L-methylfolate over the counter.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are prescription L-methylfolate. There's a 15 milligram tab. The brand name is Deplin. And there's also a prescription medication called Serafolin that is L-methylfolate and NAC, N-acetylcysteine.
Mm-hmm.
And it is indicated for mild cognitive impairment. So those are available by prescription, but the problem with prescription supplements is that most of them, insurance deem them as medical food, so they're often not covered by insurance, so the out-of-pocket cost tends to be more than what you would get over the counter, or you would spend over the counter, I should mm-hmm. say. So, but both of those are available over the counter and prescription. So it's, you know, it's definitely, like I said, if you go to a psychiatrist, they're likely to do that test. Like I said, more and more psychiatrists are doing that testing. you know, depending on your relationship with your practitioner, and if they have a diagnosis to which they can link the lab order, that, you know, they might be able to do that for you if you ask them about it.
Is there, okay, with the folic acid and pregnancy and all that kind of, there was, and I, you know, you've told me a bunch of stuff over the years, and you know, some of it, most of it, it has gone right over my head.
Right.
Okay. Was there anything to do, was there anything to do with miscarriages?
You know, I guess if there was a, you know, significant neural tube defect, sometimes when a fetus is significantly malformed or has, you know, some significant physical defects, our body will take care of that by a miscarriage. So I guess I don't know if there's been a study to see about the link of the cause of miscarriage or rate of miscarriage based on or due to MTHFR genetic variant presence. Certainly, we see more miscarriages in people with low progesterone because progesterone helps maintain the pregnancy until the placenta is formed.
I think my mama had to have progesterone with us.
Yeah, so a lot of women, not, I shouldn't say a lot, that is not uncommon for women to need progesterone, especially in that first trimester.
Oh, well, maybe you were telling me something about that, and I thought, oh, MTH. See, I don't.
Well, I see that there could be a link from a physiologic standpoint, but I don't know that in terms of if there's studies out there. I'll have to look into that, but there might be some studies looking at miscarriage and MTHFR.
So if one parent has, because I don't know if you've, I can't remember. I guess you probably check Chuck out for that. But if a mom, say, since I have it, then likely one of my children.
Yeah. Well, if you carry two copies, say you carry two copies of the 677 variant, for example, your children will definitely get one copy from you. If you carry one copy of the genetic variant, there's a 50% chance that you'll pass on that variant. So if you're the father of the child has one copy and the mother of the child has one copy, definitely increases your chances of getting a copy. But certainly if you have two copies, they definitely have it.
But when we say this, it's not scary because it's just something that all you have to do is just take a supplement.
Just have to know. Yeah.
Well, I wanted people to know that. You know, well, and I've been out and I've learned to keep my mouth shut. But I get out and I go, there's this thing called MT. And they go, what is that? And I go, it's something to do with ethyl methylfolate. And I sit there and look at that bottle every day. But anyway, I'm glad that you found that in me.
Yeah, me too.
Smart thing.
Well,
I know because I don't want to not be able to absorb all my folic acid or my B. Yeah. You know.
And speaking of that absorption, as you were saying, there's L-methylfolate that's over the counter, certainly in a capsule form. But in our last episode, we talked about the website PatchMD, where you can purchase supplements in patch form. So that you absorb them topically. You wear the patch for 8 hours and change it daily.
Mm-hmm.
And they have I think it's called B12 Energy. And all the B vitamins on that supplement are methylated. So they have L-methylfolate.
So I could take that in place of mine? Or would I need to take it with mine, and that would give me an extra boost?
It's not as high a dose as what you're taking in the L-methylfolate. So,
but if I do that patch with it, I'm going to be bouncing off the walls, and I can vacuum and like do baseboards and stuff that means a lot to Chuck.
Yeah.
And then in place of that, then because of that, Chuck will buy me a new headboard. I told him the other day, he goes, what do you want for Christmas? I said, I hate our headboard. Our furniture, we bought furniture to set of, you know, years ago. And then it was a queen. And I was like, what are we doing? We're both giants. And we're laying on this bed. And we got dogs in the bed.
Yeah.
Let's get a king. We bought a king. And it was just like somebody sent us to the Bahamas. I've never in my life seen. It was like, oh, my gosh. Saved my life. But we bought this headboard that has got a pattern in it. And I mean, I think it's giving me anxiety and depression. I hate that thing. And I go, can I please have a new headboard? I'll buy it myself. I just got to get rid of this. And he goes, I can reupholster it myself. And Chuck's a jack of all trades, and he's smart. He can do a lot of things. And I'm like, by the time you buy the fabric and do that, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's just get a new headboard. I want a fabric headboard that's a neutral color, like a linen.
Yeah.
And then I can get any bedding I want. Right now, I'm going to match this stupid bedding to this stupid with this pattern in it.
Yes.
It just makes me dizzy. Anyway, that sounds so snotty. I don't mean for it to, but I want a new bed.
Yeah, so get that patch so you can do the baseboards and get your new headboard.
Yes, because that's how Chunk and our relationship works. It's all based on money and power, an exchange of money and power. Yeah.
I like that you can link a vitamin patch to your headboard. It's such an interesting journey.
Yeah, I've been prostituting myself to Chuck for 26 years, Forrest. I hate to tell you that, my darling. And I'm not a good prostitute. Okay, well, that's our time. You got to go get your hair colored, honey. You get, and I hope they massage your little head.
I hope so, too.
I know. You need some tension release because you've been tending to a bunch of people and all their medical needs.
Yes. Happy to.
Oh, you angel. Okay. Thank you for the pears and the oranges and the our little snacks today. And
well, thanks for all my Christmas goodies. I really appreciate
it. Well, you're welcome. Okay. Well, I guess we'll see y'all next time.
Yeah, in the
Please
new year.
Rate us. Yes, in the new year. Yes. That's right. 2019.
Yeah. So all we ask for Christmas is that you go to Apple Podcasts and give us a review.
Give us a review and share it with your friends.
Yeah.
Share it with your sweaty and pissed friends.
And make them do a review.
Yeah. But let people know, because it's so informative, little Karen, and all of her knowledge.
Yes, and Leanne will brighten your day every time.
I hope so. I don't want people to have to get out of here and prostitute themselves for headboards. Okay, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.